Let's take a look at your audience inside of MiniChat and what that audience tells you, and more specifically, what you can do within the audience options so that you can see, one, the subscriber profile, how you search, how you filter, ultimately how you can basically do what's called a bulk action to maybe provide content or pop people into a sequence, or there's a lot of different things that you can do once they're on your list. So I'm going to just walk through the processes of a couple of the things so you can see. And for example, let's just take a look at the subscriber profile. If you click on any of your audience members, you'll be able to actually see the profile of that particular person. As you can see, this person subscribed, he's male, he speaks English, even gives a time zone. I can start a chat directly with that person if I wanted to, or I can add a tag, or I can subscribe to a sequence. And it also tells you how they entered your list. In this particular case, Tim joined my list directly, meaning he messaged the page directly. You can also see the custom fields or manage custom fields. And essentially, a custom field is an opportunity to save info about your subscribers. You could store user emails, phones, phone numbers, appointments, behavior, or anything else you really wish to do. You can segment your audience based on this data at a later point in time if you wanted to. So there's lots of different options and functionality, and more specifically data points that you can leverage if you understand how your audience works. Now, this is a lot more difficult to do inside of an email management platform or a CRM, simply because it's not as easily, a lot of them don't even have these options to kind of like refine the data as it relates to the people and how they got on our list and what kind of data points that you have on that particular person. You can filter, and if you click on condition, then you can see the options you have. You can filter by tag, how they opted in, meaning they could have opted in through a widget, meaning, maybe on your fan page or some other median. They could be subscribed through a sequence. You could filter by gender, location, language, time zone, first full name, or first name, last name, subscribed or unsubscribed, last interaction, last seen. So these are all the different types of options from a filter standpoint. You can also click on the search if you wanted to. Very similar, all the same types of information. Now, the bulk action option is a way to group people, maybe is a better way of describing it. In some cases, you can add a tag, you can remove a tag, you can subscribe a group of people to a sequence, you can unsubscribe them from a sequence, you can set subscriber custom fields, you can clear subscriber custom fields. The very last one, though, you want to be careful for as it relates to that one, because it's an unsubscribe from bot. So if, for example, as you can see, you have the select deselect over here. You want to make sure as you are engaging with the bulk action feature that you have one, unselected everybody because it's a default setting, and then choosing the people that you want to do a bulk action to. So if you wanted to bulk action everyone, in other words, everybody that's on your list, you wanted to send them a specific sequence or add them to a specific sequence, then you could do that. You just select all and bulk action, subscribe to a sequence. Or if you just wanted to randomly, based on specific search functionality, tag people, you could do that as well. So if I just wanted to tag a few people and, bulk action and add a tag, I'll just put testing here. Add new tag, testing, save. So now the new tag is there. And it'll tell me this action will affect 3 users. Are you sure? And I can click cancel or I can click confirm. Now, those 3 people have a tag associated, and you can see now here's my tags over here, and 3 subscribers have the testing tag associated with it. So like I say, I think it's important for you to understand how many data points and how you can leverage the audience for your list inside of ManyChat. Hopefully this has been enlightening, and I will see you in the next module.